Anything else? Yes. We need a new mechanism to fund research. Right now, scientists are in exactly the same position as Renaissance painters, commissioned to make the portrait the patron wants done. And if they're smart, they'll make sure their work subtly flatters the patron. Not overtly, subtly. This is not a good system for research into those areas of science that affect policy. Even worse, the system works against problem solving. Because if you solve a problem, your funding ends. All that's got to change. How? I have some ideas. Make scientists blind to their funding. Make assessment of research blind. We can have major policy-oriented research carried out by multiple teams doing the same work. Why not, if it's really important? We'll push to change how journals report research. Publish the article and the peer reviews in the same issue. That'll clean up everybody's act real fast. Get the journals out of politics. Their editors openly take sides on certain issues. Bad dogs. Evans said, "Anything else?" New labels. If you read some authors who say, "We find that anthropogenic greenhouse gases and sulfates have had a detectable influence on sea level pressure," it sounds like they went into the world and measured something. Actually, they just ran a simulation. They talk as if simulations were real-world data. They're not. That's a problem that has to be fixed. I favor a stamp. Warning. Computer simulation. May be erroneous and unverifiable. Like on cigarettes. Put the same stamp on newspaper articles and in the corner of newscasts. Warning. Speculation may be fact-free. Can you see that peppered all over the front pages? Anything else? Evans was smiling now. There are a few more things, Morton said. But those are the major points. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be uphill all the way. We'll be opposed, sabotaged, denigrated. We'll be called terrible names. The establishment will not like it. Newspapers will sneer, but eventually money will start to flow to us, because we'll show results. And then everybody will shut up. And then we'll get lionized, which is the most dangerous time of all. And? By then I'm long dead. You and Sarah will have run the organization for 20 years, and your final job will be to disband it, before it becomes another tired old environmental organization, spouting outmoded wisdom, wasting resources, and doing more harm than good. I see, Evans said. And when it's disbanded? You'll find a bright young person and try to excite him or her to do what really needs to be done in the next generation. Evans looked at Sarah. She shrugged. Unless you have a better idea, she said. Half an hour before they reached the California coast, they saw the spreading brown haze hanging over the ocean. It grew thicker and darker as they approached land. Soon they saw the lights of the city, stretching away for miles. It was blurred by the atmosphere above.
It looks a bit like hell, doesn't it? Sarah said. Hard to think we're going to land in that.
We have a lot of work to do, Morton said.
The plane descended smoothly toward Los Angeles.